When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's Friday, so I guess you know what that means. It's the return of ChairShot Radio. And this is coming out on New Year's Eve. So I hope that you are having an amazing time. And if you are listening post-release, then I hope you had a great New Year's Eve, and I hope the new year starts off in the best way possible. But I am Mags, and I'm flying solo today. And when that happens, I get the opportunity to dive into something that I'm really, really interested in. And by the amount of people and the feedback that I get on these episodes, some of you guys are really interested in too. And that's the financials and the analytics of recent pay-per-view events. So I want to go back to UFC 269, which took place a couple of weeks ago, December the 11th, headlined by the dual title matches. Firstly, with Juliana Pena, and the shock of MMA with her win over the lioness Amanda Nunes, and then headlined by the lightweight title match between new champion Charles Oliveira and a fan favourite and slayer of Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier. So going into this event, the last big numbered pay-per-view of the year, and there was some big payouts for this event. I'm gonna go through essentially from top to bottom of the featured prelims, the televised prelims, and the main card, and give you kind of a little bit of feedback on what kind of financials that these guys came out with, and these guys and gals came out with. So let's start with the first proper televised match that was in the middleweight division. Bruno Silva defeating Jordan Wright by TKO. So Bruno Silva, he made $10,000 for the show, $10,000 for the win, $4,000 for the sponsorship deal with Venom, and he got one of the bonuses for the performance of the night, so he pulled $74,000. Jordan Wright actually didn't do too bad himself, considering the very quick loss that he suffered with his $24,000 standard contract, and then the sponsorship deal of $4,000. He pulled a healthy $28,000. So then going into the heavyweight division, and Tato Vaza was able to perform another shoe after he knocked out Augusto Sakai in a great bout. Tatavaza's standard contract, 75 grand. Add that to a winning bonus of 75 grand, 10,000 for his sponsorship deal, and another 50,000 for the performance of the night bonus. He pulls a healthy $210,000. Augusto Sakai, he has a guaranteed contract of 60,000 and with a sponsorship deal of 5, he pulled $65,000. Next up, we had Dominic Cruz getting the unanimous decision over Pedro Munoz. Pedro was able to pull $85,000 for his guaranteed contract. Nothing for the win, because obviously he didn't. And then he got a sponsorship of $10,000, a performance of the night bonus of $50,000. So he walks away with a healthy $145,000. Dominic Cruz, his standard contract is $60,000 with a $60,000 win bonus, $5,000 for his sponsorship deal, and again $50,000 for the performance of the night. So he pulled $175,000 for UFC 269. Going into the featured prelim, Dan Agha, he was beat on decision by Josh Emmett in the featherweight division. But he pulled $60,000 for his contract, $5,000 for his sponsorship deal with Venom, for a healthy $65,000. Josh Emmett essentially got pretty much the same, except he got a win bonus as well, so he got $60,000 and $60,000, and then the $5,000 for the sponsorship, which pulled him $125,000. Next up, first on the main card, Sugar Sean O'Malley, one of the rising stars of UFC, love him or hate him, and he's got a very hefty guaranteed purse, which is $200,000. He also has a $100,000 win bonus, sponsorship deal with Venom of $15,000, and a performance of the night bonus of $50,000. Pulls him a hefty $365,000. Bear in mind that these figures don't include bonuses, they don't include gratuities from the UFC. These are essentially just the figures that are declared by the UFC. So $365,000 is a good chunk of change for the clown-wigged Sean O'Malley. His opponent, Rolan Paver, didn't do too bad for essentially 5 minutes work before getting knocked out. He got $48,000 for the contract, $5,000 for the sponsorship, which is equivalent to $53,000 for his payout. Next up, we had Cody Garbrandt and Kai Kara France. Again, this was a shock on the cards with Kai Kara able to put Cody away in the first round. Cody didn't do bad though. He came out of it with a guaranteed purse of $130,000. No win bonus due to the loss, but a $10,000 sponsorship deal, which equates to $140,000 total. Kai Kara France did much better though. He got $75,000 for his standard pay, $75,000 for a win bonus, $10,000 for the sponsorship deal, and a performance of the night bonus of $50,000. So he walks away with a healthy $210,000. Next, let's go into the middle, the welterweight division, with Santiago Ponzinibbio losing the split decision to Jeff Hands of Steel Neal. Santiago will, whilst he won't be happy with the loss, he'll certainly be happy with the pay. He got $75,000 for his standard contract, $5,000 for his sponsorship deal, which is a hefty $80,000 for his showing at UFC 269. Jeff Neal, on the other hand, he has a bit of a lower guaranteed purse of $65,000, but that's been doubled with the win bonus of $65,000. Add that to his $5,000 for the Venom sponsorship. It's a total of $135,000. Not a bad day at the office for him, and hopefully that'll go towards a decent lawyer to get him out of these recent legal troubles that he's found himself embroiled in. So next, let's go to the co-main event. Juliana Pena, as I said, with that historical finish of Amanda Nunes making the Lioness, who was looked like she was unbeatable. She made Amanda Nunes look ordinary and was able to get the submission victory in the second round. Well, she'll also be quite happy with the payoff as well. Juliana Pena has a guaranteed purse of $300,000, a win bonus of $100,000. So straight away, she's already on $400,000 there. Add that to the championship contender bonus from Venom and the sponsorship for $20,000, and then a performance of the night bonus of $50,000. She walks away with just short of $500,000, $470,000, and a big old brand new shiny gold belt. Congratulations to Juliana Pena. A lot of people wrote her off in this fight, but I knew she always had a little bit of a chance there. She had the grit, and she had a lot to prove in this match, and she went out there and did what she needed to do. So props to Juliana Pena. Amanda Nunes, though, will be comforted by the fact that she had a very good payday herself. She had $500,000 guaranteed purse, but obviously no win bonus. And her sponsorship deal, being a defending champion in a 5-round match, is automatically $42,000. So she walks out of UFC 269 with $542,000. The loss will sting, but being able to kind of soak up those salty tears with $542,000 is enough for anyone, I suppose. Going into the main event, and again, the slayer of Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier. Unfortunately for Dustin, he wasn't able to get the job done and finally cement himself as a UFC champion. Charles Oliveira just had way too many tools in his arsenal. Dustin going into the fight as a heavy, heavy favourite, but many people with more than a casual knowledge of MMA knows just how dangerous on the ground Charles Oliveira is. I mean, this guy's breaking submission records left, right, and centre, but he's also got that stand-up game that he's been able to show off quite recently in the way that he won the title. So Dustin only had one real pathway to winning the belt, and that was on the feet, whereas I think Charles had multiple pathways and multiple directions he could go in order to retain his title. So going into the financials of this fight, Dustin had a guaranteed contract of $500,000. He also had a sponsorship of $32,000, being a title contender in a main event. Plus, he also, with his exploits with Conor McGregor, he's able to secure himself pay-per-view deals, which means he is able to get points for every bar. And although the figures are very rudimentary and very kind of guesstimate, there's been some kind of news on this event being one of the top 10 most paid out in the arenas of Vegas. I think it ends up being the sixth highest grossing event in MMA Vegas history. So you can translate and make a rough guess on how well that did in terms of pay-per-view bars. So it's estimated that Dustin has made almost $1 million on pay-per-view bars. So his payout is essentially just over $1.5 million for this loss. Yeah, granted, he made a lot more with the Conor McGregor fights, but Conor McGregor is his name is almost transitions MMA now. It's huge, but still, $1.5 million for a night at the office, it's certainly not anything to go home and cry about. In terms of the champion, Charles Oliveira His payout was a little bit higher. He had a guaranteed purse of $750,000 with a win bonus of $100,000. He also had the sponsorship deal of a champion going into a 5-round fight of $42,000 from Venom. And plus he also got a performance from the Nat check of $50,000. And his pay-per-view points, similar to Dustin Poirier's, meant that he walked out with just shy of $2 million for this event, which is absolutely astounding for Charles Oliveira, and very well deserved. This guy is he's been setting records and destroying opponents for so long in the UFC, and it's good to see him finally reach the pinnacle and the kind of live up to the hype that he had. So yeah, it's a great payday for Charles Oliveira, and it's great to see. But before we go, I wanted to kind of talk about some news that has come out from the UFC over these past few days. But before I get into that, definitely go and check out the rest of the creators here at Chairshot. They do an absolutely wonderful job in creating a diverse range of content, both written and in audio format for you guys. So definitely show a little bit of love and go and check out some of the content from these other creators, as well as going to the prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick yourself up some holiday merchandise. Help keep the lights on here at Chairshot.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back, guys and gals. And yeah, the final thing I wanted to really chat about in this episode was an interview that I saw with Dana White on ESPN MMA. To give a little bit of context to the mindset behind the interview, if we go back to the beginning of this pandemic, Dana White was adamant, almost kind of bullish about how he was not going to shut down the UFC when things like football and wrestling and baseball and every kind of social gathering was shutting up shop. The UFC were leading the way in finding solutions to be able to still put on a show and keep the staff and the fighters as safe as possible, but while still providing the entertainment. And I, at the time, thought that this was reckless, but I was proven very, very much wrong. And sometimes, for all the grief that I give Dana for his the things that he says and the way he treats the fighters, he did what he set out to do. 2 years after that initial start of the pandemic, UFC has gone on to do record numbers all across every single metric you can think of. They built a specific facilitating Vegas to have shows on a weekly basis. They built a specific venue out in Dubai to, which was christened Far Island, to ensure that these international events could still go on. In the 2 years that that we've been living in a pandemic riddled world, UFC have put on more shows than ever before. And if we go into 2021 alone, UFC have had sellout pay-per-views in multiple states in the US, multiple countries throughout the world, and each event seemingly doing bigger and better numbers. In an interview with ESPN MMA, Dana White said, and I quote, "Our fan base has grown over 40% just in this year." You take the fact that we went through the pandemic and we're obviously putting on great fights, and the fights are incredible. The live events are incredible. There's a lot of other things that go into what make me successful. But I knew there was a way to figure this out. Abu Dhabi was already testing. They had the setup for testing of COVID. And while we did not have tests for COVID, and how would we do it? How do we get them? How do we make this thing work? But the bigger issue at the time was finding a venue that will carry the event. Whenever you look at it, a lot of these leagues and businesses and whatever it might be, we're all trying to reopen in 2021. But we at the UFC, we never shut down. We were already rolling through 2020 and then right into 2021. And once we did that first show and we started to roll, I never looked back. So then Dana goes on to talk about 2022 and how he expects it to be a much bigger year for the company. He thinks that they will be shattering the company records and touches upon the evolution of technology. So again, I'm going to quote Dana here. He says, we're going to break the record in California. The biggest gate ever in the history of California was 3.2 million. And this next event, and talking about UFC 270, is going to do 5 million. We are coming out of a global pandemic and we are breaking every single record that we have ever had. But we are not just breaking them, we are shattering them. It's almost double the biggest gate that we've ever done. I truly believe as technology continues to grow, as the world gets smaller, and as these companies, whether it's Netflix, Amazon, ESPN, over the next few years, there will be 3 to 5 big plays around the world where we can all watch the same thing at the same time, which essentially means the whole world can watch along. We could easily do 8.6 million pay-per-view buys in one night. That's the kind of figures that I'm looking at for the future. And then he kind of rounds off the interview talking about UFC 269. He mentions that the pay-per-view bars haven't been released publicly yet. And as I said earlier in the show, I kind of guesstimated the figures. The guys over at MMASalaries.com and over at TotalSportal.com really do a bang-up job of kind of working out the potential payouts for these fighters. And I have a lot of appreciation for those guys. But Dana goes on to say that the reported live gate of UFC 269 was $8 million. Which means it is 6th in the list of all-time MMA gates in the state of Nevada. And it's quite clear that for all his faults and for all his foibles, Dana White's vision for UFC being the biggest sports entity in the world is clear. And he's barrel rolling towards making that a success. And as an MMA fan, I'm all for that, because I think the more people who watch MMA, the more that people can appreciate these talented fighters and the kind of the diverse skill sets that these guys have. And rather than just be a Conor McGregor fan or a Habib fan, we can all end up being MMA fans. But yeah, that's all from me today. As I said earlier, go check out the rest of the content creators here on the Chair Shot. If you want to follow me on the social medias, you can find me at Podfather Mags on Twitter, where you'll find links to all the content that I'm involved in. Definitely go and give my son Carlos a follow as well, at Kirby_Carlos, and check out the show's Twitter handle, at Five Rounds Pod. But yeah, that's all from me in 2021. Hope you have an absolutely fabulous start to the new year. Hope you stick to all your resolutions, and I hope we eventually get back to some normality in the world. But yeah, that's all from me, and that is the end.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.